This is the Ethanol Report. President Bush has signed into law the Energy Independence and Security Act of 2007 and ushered in a new era in the way America produces and uses energy. We are speaking with Bob Dineen, who is president of the Renewable Fuels Association, just hours, literally, after the president signed the energy bill into law. And Bob, I understand you were present right there at the signing ceremony at the Energy Department. What's your reaction? What do you feel about this new bill and how it'll help the ethanol industry?
Well, indeed, Cindy, I was privileged to be with the president as he was signing this bill into law, and I got to tell you, it was a moment of real satisfaction, not so much for the association or the industry, but truly for the country. This is a good bill. This sets our nation on a path toward energy independence like nothing before, and I think that we will be able to look back at this moment and realize that this is when America turned a corner. This is when America really decided it was going to take the steps necessary to reduce our dependence on imported oil. And it's partly the renewable fuel standard and the tremendous signal that it sends to continue to grow our industry, but also by marrying that with meaningful increases in fuel economy standards. And those two actions are the linchpin of an energy policy that will be far more sustainable and far better for our country than what we have been living with.
Specifically, what are the details in the renewable fuel standard in this bill?
Well, the renewable fuel standard changes the schedule. It begins in 2008, so just a few days from now. Current law would have had a 5.4 billion gallon requirement in 08. This accelerates and increases that to 9 billion gallons. So beginning in 2008, refiners will have to sell 9 billion gallons of renewable fuels. It scales up to 36 billion gallons of renewable fuels like ethanol and biodiesel and other advanced biofuels by 2022. It creates a specific requirement for cellulosic ethanol and a separate schedule for cellulose that begins in 2010 and scales up to 16 billion gallons of cellulose by 2022. And it also carves out a specific requirement for biodiesel in certain years. It's really sending clear, unambiguous signals to the marketplace to invest in these new technologies. And that's really going to be the legacy of this bill. I believe that this bill will do for cellulosic ethanol and some of these other advanced biofuels what the 2005 energy bill did for grain-derived ethanol.
Now, looking back on the last few years and how the ethanol industry has grown and increased production, what do you say to people who are wondering how we're going to meet that production level of, what do you say, 9 billion gallons just next year? How do you think the industry is going to respond to that?
Well, we're going to have well more than 9 billion gallons of production capacity next year, and so I have no doubt that we'll be able to meet that level of demand. A lot of people have questioned whether or not we're going to be able to meet the 36 billion gallons of ethanol and other biofuels by 2022. They question whether or not we're going to be able to meet the cellulosic ethanol targets. And, you know, I view that with some degree of irony, because there were a lot of people that were questioning whether or not the ethanol industry would be able to build 7.5 billion gallons by 2012 and whether or not we'd be able to meet the targets established in the 2005 bill. And what we demonstrated was, you give the marketplace a clear signal, and the marketplace will respond. Because, you know, we not only met that 7.5 billion target before 2012, we met it before 2008. And I believe that just as there were skeptics that were proven wrong, that we wouldn't be able to reach the moon in 10 years, as John F. Kennedy challenged our nation to do in 1961, that with the challenge that is out there to all of us to invest in these technologies, to commercialize cellulosic ethanol, to overcome the challenges of distribution and production, that we will indeed meet that challenge as we've met the challenges that have been placed before us every time in the past.
Well, Bob, coming just before the holiday season, would you say this is quite a good holiday gift for our corn growers, our ethanol producers, and the country as a whole?
Well, yeah, it is. But, you know, more than a gift to the industry, this really is a Christmas gift to the American people, because what this means in terms of economic development, what this means in terms of energy security, what this means in terms of finally addressing the challenge of global climate change, what this means in terms of moderating gasoline prices across the country. Consumers win big in this. Quite frankly, I tell you, you know, this is also a demonstration or a reflection of what can happen when people reach across the partisan divide here in this town and work toward policies that make sense for the American public. The President of the United States had pushed hard for an energy bill all year long. But Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, and other Democrats in the United States Congress shared that vision, and they were able to work together, ultimately, to craft a bill that's good for the American public. And if they can do it on energy, they ought to be able to do it on other national priorities as well. So on a whole host of levels, I believe that this has been an incredibly important bill to get done.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much, Bob, and happy holidays to you. A very wonderful new year we have to look forward to. And Merry Christmas to you and to everyone in the industry. And that's the Ethanol Report. For more information about ethanol, go online at www.ethanolrfa.org. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.